Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, April 13th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, 1999 Sydney Hailstorm. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello and welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we delve into the wonders and intricacies of our world, examining events that have shaped our past and continue to influence our future. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're going to unpack the astonishing might of Mother Nature as we delve into the record-breaking 1999 Sydney hailstorm, a meteorological phenomenon that wreaked havoc on Australia's largest city. Let's set the scene. It's April 14th, 1999, an ordinary day in Sydney, Australia. People are going about their business, unaware that they're about to experience the costliest natural disaster in Australia's insurance history up to that point, with damage estimated at 1.7 billion Australian dollars. Now, as you're listening, I want you to imagine this. Dark clouds begin to gather on the horizon as the bustling city noise fades into a background murmur. The air is tense, heavy with that electric charge that often comes before a storm. And then, as day turns to night with the storm clouds blotting out the sun, something extraordinary happens. Giant hailstones, some the size of grapefruits, start bombarding Sydney. The city is pelted relentlessly for around 5 hours with stones weighing up to 500 grams. That's over a pound for those who think in imperial measurements. Think about that for a moment. Have you ever been caught in a hailstorm? Picture those tiny beads of ice typically bouncing harmlessly off the ground. Now supersize them. It's hard to believe, isn't it? The force of this storm was so strong that roofs were punctured, cars were totaled, and streets were flooded. It was chaos. This weather anomaly wasn't just a brief occurrence. It spanned across 16,000 square kilometers of the city and left a lasting impact on the landscapes and lives of Sydney's residents. In the aftermath, what struck many was the seemingly capricious violence of the storm. It didn't discriminate. Affluent areas like the eastern suburbs and working-class suburbs alike were battered with equal ferocity. The storm hit iconic structures like Bondi Pavilion and caused significant ecological damage, stripping trees and impacting animal life in parts of the Royal National Park. Now, central to this event is the human response, and you'd be right to wonder, how does a population cope with such a sudden and fierce natural assault? Sydneysiders rallied together in a spectacular show of community and resilience. The state government formed the Storm Recovery Task Force, which coordinated the recovery efforts, while volunteers and aid workers swooped in to repair, comfort, and rebuild. But let's pause and think a bit about the psychological impact. Can you imagine the sudden vulnerability of facing such an unpredictable force? It rouses us to consider the power of nature and the delicate balance we maintain with the environment every day. Have you had an experience where nature's strength surprised you, leaving you a little more humble, a little more aware of its might? What's equally interesting is the scientific community's engagement with the storm. Hailstorms of such severity are uncommon in Sydney, with the city's climate typically temperate. So, meteorologists and climate scientists fervently studied the conditions that led to the storm, such as the interaction between warm, moist air and a powerful upper-level trough. Research from this kind of outlying event feeds into our understanding of climate patterns and helps in updating disaster readiness. It begs the question, how capable are we of predicting such occurrences, and have we gotten better since 1999? In the world of technology and societal changes, significant events like the 1999 Sydney hailstorm also push us to develop better infrastructure, forecasting methods, and disaster management strategies. For those of you fascinated by how technology integrates with natural phenomena, consider the advancements in satellite and radar technology since 1999. We now live in an age where Doppler radar systems and satellite imagery provide us with near real-time weather data. This progression is vital, perhaps even life-saving, as we face increasingly erratic weather patterns potentially due to climate change. We can also reflect on the role of architecture in city planning when facing such powerful natural events. How should modern cities be designed to endure and swiftly recover from the wrath of weather extremes? Could Sydney's experience offer lessons in resilience and innovation for urban spaces across the globe? And let's touch upon ethics for a moment. When discussing the financial impact and insurance claims, which were through the roof, and unfortunately sometimes literally so, we encounter questions of resource distribution and support equity. How do we ensure that all members of society are protected and assisted fairly in the wake of natural disasters? As we near the end of our episode, I encourage you to dive deeper into the tumultuous story of the 1999 Sydney hailstorm. Pull up the Wikipedia page, study those weather maps, and spare a moment to appreciate the mighty power of our planet. And then, think locally. How prepared is your community for extreme weather events? Discuss it with your friends, neighbors, and city officials. To wrap things up, ask yourself, how does our collective past, marred by such potent forces of nature, shape our individual and societal choices moving into the future? It's food for thought and surely an impetus for action. Thank you for joining me today on Wikipedia. If the unstoppable might of nature fascinates you as much as it does me, share your experience or thoughts on social media and tag us with Wikipedia Storms. Until next time, keep your eyes on the skies and your minds open to the lessons they hold.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, 1999 Sydney Hailstorm. Thanks for listening. See you next time.